Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the First Unitarian Church of Alton, Illinois. My name is Pastor Sunshine Wolf. I am the interim minister here at the First Unitarian Church of Alton for the next year and a half. I welcome you this Christmas Eve, and a Merry Christmas to everyone. Today is a Christmas Vespers service. That means it'll be focused on more silent meditation, readings, and hymns. There will be a sermon, but it will be brief. There will be fire, so please do not burn the church down. And there will be at the end a time when we turn out all the lights. And at the end of the service, you will be invited to stay seated for as long as you like. And you can blow out your candle and put it in the basket and go into the next room, but we'll keep the lights off in this room, so if you need a prayerful space, you have it. And so as we gather into this evening, I invite you to listen to the words of Howard Thurman. I also, while I'm thinking about it, remind everyone that as an intergenerational community, we welcome some noise and some movement. And if we have children and youth here today, please feel free to make your way to the spirit table, where there are pipe cleaners and crayons and things to do. And you can get up and grab those anytime during the service, no matter what's happening. These are the words of Reverend Dr. Howard Thurman. When the song of angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among our brothers, to make music in the heart. And now our chalice be lit by Alex Heft.
From the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
So now I invite you to rise as your spirits and bodies allow and join in singing hymn number 244. They came upon a midnight clear, one of the many, many Christmas carols written by Unitarians and Unitarian ministers.
Thank you.
Your reading is Meeting the Messiah by Jeffrey B. Sminkiewicz. When we scale at last the walls which our hardened hearts have built, then we come face to face, finally, with the blessedness of one another. Then we see that these struggling fellow pilgrims with whom we share this space are no longer robbers, pirates, and thieves, but deepest friends, most intimate souls. To see this creation with the eyes of God means seeing with the eyes of peace. It means finding ways to bind up the broken, even when the world says it can't be done. To scale these walls of alienation and despair means living our lives in truth with justice, neither denying the holy gifts of our hearts and souls, nor hoarding them like miser's gold. It is the simplest call of all, in essence, to open ourselves to God. We first open ourselves to one another. Each day we live in hope. The deepest possibilities of our dreams and of our visions in this life, we dwell as well in heaven. Then it is that we will turn and greet one another, knowing at long last the simple blessing of standing fully in the presence of another true Messiah, face to face with one like us, a beaming, holy child of God.
I invite you now into a time of prayer. I invite you to listen to the sounds around you, to the voices of children and families, to the creaking of pews, to the silence beyond these walls in a cold, dreary night. We ask for blessings this night. Blessings for a family and a world struggling, to Antonio Martin and his family, and to all affected by the violence created by racism and classism and division. Surely on this night, as we remember the birth of a baby who would become a man, who would fight, who would speak, who would act for the rights of those without power, those experiencing oppression, that on this day and on these days, we remember that it is in our hands to create a world transformed, a world blessed by our presence, and a world healed after so many centuries of difference and oppression. We offer our blessings to those who are experiencing times of illness, those who are experiencing loss, and particularly those who grieve family who are not with them this holiday. And we offer gratitude for the many gifts we're given, both physical and not. The gift of love and the gift of community and the gift of space. May we embrace all that is given us, particularly when it may be hard to see those gifts. In this season of wonderment, when we feel blessed by children and the birth of an infant, may we know that we begin and again and again in the darkness of this season, in love, in grace, and in beauty. We offer gratitude for the life of Jesus, and for all the blessings that he gave the world, particularly in the face of times when his words and his actions are turned on its head. May we hear the prophets and the messiahs throughout our worlds and our lives, not just Jesus, but so many throughout the world. May we know we are blessed by them. May we know we are them. May it be so. Amen. Each time we gather, we take an offering of our financial resources that are manifest into grace. In this congregation, it is often manifest into grace of having this building and this space and this community gather for fun, for challenge, for wisdom and beyond. On Christmas Eve, we take a special collection for the minister's discretionary fund. The funds from this account go to offering help for those within our community and those within the Alton and St. Louis metro area who are in need of assistance to be able to pay bills or rent, to pay for medical needs. We receive more requests than we can ever pay for. And yet your money helps us do what little we can. And so I invite you to give until it feels good and to give knowing that the money you give this evening goes directly into the hands of those who have the greatest needs, both members of this congregation and friends and strangers. This evening's offering will be gratefully received. May it be joyfully given. I invite you to repeat after me the offertory blessing to the work of the church, which is weaving a tapestry of love. We call community. We dedicate ourselves, and these are offerings.
From the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Now we will have a musical reflection by Margaret Berkeley from the Polar Express.
Thank you.
That was lovely. How are we? Yeah? Why do we gather for Christmas? Why do we gather for Christmas?
Tradition.
Tradition? Hi. Do you have an answer? Okay. Anybody else? Why do we celebrate Christmas? Family. Humans need time to blow off steam, absolutely. Yeah? No other reasons?
To share in celebration of life and the gifts that we get, symbolized by the physical gifts we give. Mm-hmm. So some people have that part.
So sharing in the gifts we get, both real and relational. Is Jesus in any portion of this holiday at all? Not required. Then why celebrate it on his birthday? We could celebrate it any day. Huh?
Margaret.
Oh, Margaret, sorry.
To celebrate a Catholic tradition that slowly turned into something that everyone else celebrates.
To celebrate a Catholic tradition that slowly has moved into something everyone celebrates. Why do you think Unitarian Universalists keep celebrating this holiday? Because it's fun, huh? Because we respect all paths. Because we have Christians in our churches, right? Just like we did solstice and we had our humanists for the holidays. We have Christians in our communities. We also have a lot of people in our communities who are recovering from Christianity. And so any mention of Jesus or God or anything like that, and they want to run screaming. And that's because so often people have taken the life of Jesus and turned it into something that their meaning. And yet, when we look through the books, we look through the Bible, we listen to the stories, Jesus was a person who turned the world upside down. The only reason to kill a man is because he was turning the world upside down. Now, of course, the celebration of his birth came later. But his birth, his coming, mattered because there was an entire community of people who needed hope. They needed to know the world could be healed. They needed to know more was possible. And Jesus was one of those folks who went to those corrupt politicians, particularly those in his church, and said, "No more." Wouldn't it be great if we had somebody doing that right now? It's not like that theme has grown old. We continue to need the people who speak up, who say yes to life, who say love thy neighbor, love thy enemy, love thyself. And so on this Christmas Eve, it's not just a time of tradition. It's not just a time of hope. It is a time of recognizing that people's lives matter. What we do in our lives matter. Not what we make up about what people have done, but what they have really done. Getting into the truth and the history of what really happened. We know that Jesus was a real person. It's not some made-up thing. There are a lot of facts to go for that, and Unitarian Universalists, we love our facts. And it's not just about Christmas presents, which, by the way, Unitarians invented. That was our fault. We came up with that concept. And it's all surrounding classism. I'll do that sermon another time. The thing is that we created this holiday. Not only is it important because of the life of Jesus, it's important to Unitarian Universalists because it is an important part of our history, of who we are and who we will become. And so on this Christmas Eve night, in a world troubled by violence, by uncertainty, by struggling to talk about difficult topics like race and illness, and war, and politicians, and how do we create action, and how do we leave a world better for our children than the one we received? We take this time to recognize that each of us are prophets, each of us are messiahs, each of us recommit ourselves again and again to doing the good work of the world. For these beautiful children here gathered, and for their children that we may never know, over and again. And so tonight we will go into a time of silence. We will turn off the lights and we will enjoy the candlelight. Each candle representing the flame within ourselves, the flame that lights our little bit of the world, the flame of our spirits that can offer wisdom, prophecy, hope, and grace. Not because we believe some power beyond us makes that possible, but because we have been blessed with the capability to do what so many have done, such as Jesus. A young boy, poor, from a small town called Nazareth, that no one would have known had he not said, "No more." And in this instance, I think the hashtag of that day would have been Jewish Lives Matter. And poor lives matter. Right? Just saying. So whatever your hashtag for the day be, celebrate life just like this little one, with joy and excitement and community. May it be so. She doesn't have to stop. She's precious. I invite you to rise as your spirits and bodies allow and join in singing hymn number 237, The First Noel. Tilting the lit candle and keeping the not lit candle straight. Okay. Once more, the years turned around. We've come full circle on this planet, spinning down the grooves of change, another revolution completed around the sun, another year older, another set of rings on the tree, as seasons parade in endless procession, the people's troubles and prayers remain the same. The worries don't change. Generation after generation making the same mistakes. So many thousands of circuits in a world filled with war and woe, full of sound and fury, bleared, smeared with toil, the ebb and flow never ending, the grating sound of pebbles which the waves draw back and fling at their return up the high strand. Begin and cease and then again begin with tremulous cadence, slow, but bringing us always back to Christmas, back to a place we've always known, where we've never been before, back to a time that stands outside of time, not part of the regular orbit, but the axis of the year. A still point, a fixity, the center post and rigid pole around which all the rest revolves. Christmas, telling us that history isn't just chasing its tail, not merely repeating the same old tired story over and over of dog eat dog, might makes right, every man for himself, blow for blow. Not a tale told by an idiot, but assuring us that history has a direction and time has a purpose, that lines are real as well as circles, that the human saga has a goal still to be realized, yet mysteriously present already here among us, that the holy is enacting a new story on earth. Christmas is not a creed we have to believe in. It is not a feeling that comes and goes. Christmas isn't something that happened long ago, or didn't happen, as the case may be. Christmas isn't a story we tell so much as a drama in which all of us have become participants, whether we feel like it or not, whether we believe in it or not, whether we like it or not. Christmas is a reality here and now, just as love is a reality. And compassion, a possibility hidden inside every interaction of how we choose to be with one another. For whether we feel like it or not, we are all neighbors, and whether or not we believe it, we are family, born of a single womb, whether we like it or not. We are all one community and share one fate. In the glare of conflagration, in the harsh combustion of events, kindle these friendly lights to guide us on the path. Thank you. invite you to sing softly hymn number 251, Silent Night. If you need the words, they are in the gray hymnal. In this silent time, in this space of darkness, I invite you to consider those gifts you wish to give the world in the coming year, and the gifts you most need to do the best good you can do. At this time, you are invited to be here in the still darkness, or to blow out your candle and join us in the worker room for cookies and drink and conversation. We will leave the lights off in this room for those who need some silent space. May you have a merry and blessed Christmas. May it always be so.